Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Ah, what a day, what a day. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I am telling you, it is a beautiful day, a wonderful day. It's the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Our Father, not just any Lord or any God, but the Maker and the Creator of the heavens. With an S. Ooh, God, you ever get out in an open sky and look up? Hallelujah. The one that made the flowers and the trees and made you, created you in his own image and his likeness. That's the God. That's the Lord. That's the Master. That's the King. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Let us exalt his name together. We give honor to God this morning. Yes, we do. For he is our life. He's the very breath that we breathe. In him, we move and have our being. Him alone. Hallelujah. He is God all by himself. And we are eternally grateful that he has called us his own. Amen. We give honor to God no matter what it looked like. He is God. Hallelujah. The great I am. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We bless your name. We thank you, Father, for your mercy, your grace, your love, your kindness, your peace, your joy. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning for your kindness. Great God. Hallelujah. Tender mercy, your grace, all bestowed upon us. Your favor, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for allowing us to know that, oh God, that you care. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you this morning. We bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah. There's no, you are the only. Won't even let it come out of my mouth. You are the only true and living God. Besides you, there is none other. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You change not. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the understanding that you have allowed us to receive. Hallelujah. We thank you for how you illuminate your word. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you've given us clarity and understanding. How you love us, Almighty God. Even when things we don't understand, Almighty God, when we falter, Almighty God, you don't stop loving us. Oh, how we thank you and so ever grateful for your kindness. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning. Oh, and it is such a privilege and an honor to say, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Father, bless your name. Our Father, who's high and lifted up, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in our lives as you so ordained. Almighty God, we thank you for the surprises that you allow us to have. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. When it seems as if all hope is gone, you step in and show us differently. Father, we thank for how you encourage us, how you empower us, how you allow us to know just how much you care. Your word tells us that you are the God that's more than enough. You are the breasty one. You said in your word, and you let it be printed, that I am the God that healeth thee. You heal your people. Almighty God, you counsel, you console, you encourage, you empower your people. You strengthen your people. And where we're weak, you are strong. Oh my God, we thank you this morning. We glorify you. We magnify you. Oh yes, we do. Hallelujah. For you are truly majesty on high. You are the sovereign Lord. Yes, you are. You're the absolute Almighty God. Hey, yes, Lord. Yes, you are. Oh, thank you. Word tells us that your word, your written word, hallelujah, order our steps. Hallelujah. It's like a lamp unto our feet and a light to our pathway. Thank you, Lord. Word said that we could call on you in times of trouble and you will answer us. Father, we thank you this morning. Oh, we thank you for granting traveling mercy on the highways, the byways, the airways, the railways, the sea, the rivers, Almighty God. We thank you. Hallelujah. Protect, shield, and defend, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for encouraging the mothers and the fathers and the families. Hallelujah, that they don't have to be split up. Hallelujah. The mother from her children, the children from their mother, the husband from his family. Almighty God, we thank you. We praise you this morning. Oh, we ask that you remember our president again as he is overseas, Almighty God. Oh, God, hallelujah, cover him, Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give him strength, Almighty God, for the journey. Continue to strengthen him for the journey, Almighty God. Let your purpose come forth, your will come forth, God, and from danger seen and unseen, all the cabinet members, our soldiers, Almighty God, guard them and protect while they attempt to guard this nation. Almighty God, give wisdom and knowledge to the commanders and those that are over them. Remove the politician and remove the politics, Almighty God. Remove the politics, Father, out of the hospitals, the medical. Oh, God, out of the school system. Almighty God, remove the politics out. Hallelujah. We know we have to have rules, but remove the manipulation and the selfishness. Almighty God, remove the manipulations and the selfishness and the greed from the medical fields. Almighty God, let your healing come forth. Hallelujah. Remove the greed from the realtors, Almighty God. Oh, God, we need you. Hallelujah. Remove the greed and the selfishness, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Let an honest negotiation be an honest negotiation, Almighty God. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, encircle the medical centers and the hospitals with your compassion and your healing virtue. Almighty God, every doctor's office, Lord God, ooh, when they see patients, not letting them just see money, God. And we, Father, we ask that you meet them at their needs. Doctors and nurses and practitioners, they have events in their lives. They have circumstances. They have hurt. They have pain. Some of them are sick. We ask that you heal them and meet them at their point of need, dear God. They have family problems. Meet them at their point of need. All this politics in the medical field, all this unnecessary pressure, Almighty God. Oh, God, step in. Turn it around, Almighty God. Turn it around, Lord God, so that your people can be healed. Hallelujah. Show yourself strong and mighty. Oh, God. Remove every possibility of mistakes and misdiagnosis. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And mistreatment. Almighty God. Oh, God. Have mercy, Lord. We need you, Father. Remove these people. Have no compassion. No common sense, Lord. They don't even know and understand. They can't even explain things. Oh, help, Lord. They just need help, Lord. Please help. Save us from it, their errors and their misunderstandings. Oh, God, help. Allow us all to find favor with you and favor with mankind. Everywhere that our name is, dear God, hallelujah. We thank you for how you're strengthening our faith in you, Almighty God, hallelujah, trusting and leaning and depending on you. For as we know that you are our master physician, our healer, our deliverer, hallelujah, our shalom, yes, you are. And we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, remember these United States. Oh, so much is happening, Lord God. We need you, Lord. We need you right now, Almighty God, to step in every situation and circumstance. We need you, Lord God. The homes where one spouse want to be saved and the other one doesn't. Bring peace in the home. Hallelujah. God, your people. Show them how to walk, Almighty God, how to please you in the midst of the chaos. Father, we would ask that you remove and silence the chaos. Allow shalom to rule. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Allow shalom to rule. Those that are dominating. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Fix it, Lord. Fix it, Lord. Bring peace in the family. Hallelujah. Fix it, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah. The homeless children, help them, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Those who parents are on drugs, hallelujah. Almighty God, help, Lord. Father, we plead, we apply the blood of Yeshua over every street that our eyes would see today. Hallelujah. Every place that we place our feet, we apply the blood of Yeshua. Oh, God, we need your guiding protection. Hallelujah. Need you to turn some things around, Almighty God, that we may live in peace and safety in our homes, on our streets, and on our highways and the byways. Almighty God, we thank you for ordering our steps today, guiding us and directing us, dear God. And thank you for the wonderful things you do for us. We thank you for the miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for the miracle, Lord God. Thank you for the miracle. You're the God of the impossibilities. Yes, you are. And we bless your name. We thank you, Lord. Nothing is too hard for you. And we can do all things. We can work the work that you have placed to our hands. We can do it with your help. Oh, yes, we can. And we thank you for it. Remember all those that are mourning, lost loved ones, or passing loved ones. Remember them. Protect. And all those, Father, who are wanting to do things for your glory. Open their eyes to see. Just open their eyes. And let them see and show them the scripture that all who identify with you, you have created them, you have made them, you have formed us for your glory. Hallelujah. Let us be over anxious for nothing. Almighty God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for this day. Thank you for your guarding angels all around us, our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, our house, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 It's harvest time. It's harvest time. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. Get in that word. Get in that. Get in the word. Get in the word. It's harvest time. It's all in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For it is indeed harvest time. Bless the Lord. I am Pastor Margaret Lee. And we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. It's harvest time. Oh, yes, it is. It's harvest time. It's time. It's time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ask God to fill our mouths with words, right words, that we may speak a word in the life of someone that will make a difference. It's harvest time. Let's not turn our nose up. Seen some things yesterday that, but it's harvest time. All souls belong to God. God has no desire that no man should perish. None, none. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. That you're igniting, hallelujah, the reality, hallelujah, of the time. Hallelujah. It's harvest time. Love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get in the word. Hallelujah. Study the word. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It's harvest time. It's harvest time. Hallelujah. So we can defend the word. Hallelujah. 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 John Huff said, seek the word. Live the word. Defend the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's harvest time. Harvest time. You can't say, well, I'm not a preacher. Every child of God is supposed to be able to give an answer. Hallelujah. It's harvest time. Hallelujah. Maybe you say, well, he didn't send me out in the field, but then bow your knees. Get on your knees. Hallelujah. It's harvest time. Oh, yes, it is. It's harvest time. No time to play. No time to play. Oh, for such a time as this that you're on this earth. It's harvest time. You don't know what you're supposed to do. All right, you know you're supposed to glorify God, right? Uh-huh. Then the next thing, you know you're supposed to dive in that word and study the word, right? Uh-huh. You know you're supposed to be able to give an answer, uh-huh, for what you believe. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, so when God needs you, uh-huh, because he can use you for when at any moment that he chooses to use you, you need to be ready. I need to be ready. When he open our mouth, hallelujah, you got something to say. Hallelujah. You know you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. You know that, right? So what you sitting down, and leaving it to somebody else, no, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. It's harvest time. It's time for the laborers. Roll up the sleeve, yes. And you got to get on them knees, seek God. That's right. Hallelujah. Yeah, people going to talk about you. So what? What? It's harvest time. It's time to be about our Father's business. Yes, it is. It's, can you say harvest time? It's harvest time. Ah, without a shadow of a doubt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good morning, my sisters. Oh, I just love y'all so much. God bless y'all. Oh, hallelujah. But can you say with me, it's harvest time? Yes, it is. It is harvest time. It's time to be about our Father's business. Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be ready, 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 ready. And don't let anybody tell you how you too deep. Hallelujah. How you get so... Just be ready. Just be ready. Just be ready. Hallelujah. At a moment's notice. So defend the faith. That's right. To defend the faith. Yes. We've had saints who've gone on who were so determined that we were going to have this book as we talked about it on yesterday. Hallelujah. Burned to the stake. Hallelujah. Bodies, bones dug up, burned and thrown in the water. Hallelujah. Now that's something when people hate what you're doing. Hallelujah. But we have a Bible. Yes. And the window is open for us to have our Bible, which is holy. Hallelujah. Dive in it. Dive in it. Dive in it. Be prepared to defend the faith. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Be prepared. Hallelujah. Study, study the distractions that lay before us. They're just there to keep us from getting into the word and putting the television or this or that before God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's no excuse because we can hit our cell phone. Hallelujah. Or our television, YouTube. Hallelujah. And hear the scriptures loud and clear. That's right. Use it for the glory of God. Let the scriptures just play all night long. Hallelujah. Just let somebody read them to you. Hallelujah. 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 It's harvest time. Oh, yes, it is. It's harvest time. It's time to be about our Father's business. Oh, yes, it is. Even the more, don't hide behind. He didn't call me to the pulpit. Let me ask this. Did you ask? But nevertheless, if he needs, you need to be full of word so that if he want to use you to speak life into someone's life, want to be prepared. You want your mouth filled with words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's harvest time. I just can't get past that because that's what time it is. It's harvest time. And the workers have been few for a mighty long time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Do we really realize what that means? God in us. Oh, my Lord. That should guide our attitude and everything, everything about us. Hallelujah. It should just God and God. That's what I'm talking about. Knowing who you are. You are child of the living God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can you just stay there for a moment? Don't rush through it. Just savor that. Not so you can make people feel bad. Not so you can hold your head up and look down at other people. We don't do that, no. The strength to demonstrate to the world what it's like to be a child of the living God. Glory be to his name. Glory be to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know something? You're not just doing God a favor. I turned this morning. You know, some of you know how I'll just turn and there it is. And God promised in Jeremiah, and God is a promise-keeping God. I've kind of slipped on you. But I have to encourage us. We're not doing God a favor. And he doesn't need it. He wants us to understand, because in our understanding, it builds up our faith in him to understand that he is who he say he is. Nothing is too hard for him. He is the promise keeper. Listen to this. Jeremiah 30, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, write these all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. For lo, the day come, says the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord. And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave their father, and they shall possess it. Okay. We know that Judah returned from Babylon, some of them. Israel was scattered across the empire of Assyria. And then some were, foreigners were brought in, and they became the Samaritans, the ones that was left. And they've been scattered. But guess what? Look over to the east in Israel. They possess the land. God is a promise keeper. Oh, yes, he is. We can trust him. He is a promise keeper. Well, I had to cut it short this morning. I wanted to do that. It was better for me to do that than not come on at all. Have a lot of things going on. Pray for us as we pray for you. God bless you, and God keep you. And God make his face to shine upon you. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy. Go in the power of the Holy Ghost. Love you. God bless. God loves you best. Have a wonderful day.